This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in this morning, a senior administration official says President Biden is sending troops overseas. The AP's Sagar Magani.
A senior administration official says about 2,000 troops from North Carolina's Fort Bragg will head to Poland and Germany, part of an infantry striker squadron of roughly 1,000 troops based in Germany will move to Romania. The administration had earlier put about 8,500 troops in the U.S. on rapid deployment alert for Europe.
This as tensions rise over Russia's massing of troops near the border with Ukraine. This underscores fears that Russia is about to invade Ukraine. That major winter snowstorm marching across the west and into the east is dumping snow, freezing rain, and sleet in some areas. Airlines are canceling hundreds of flights. Drivers are being urged to stay off possibly dangerous roads. Some schools are closing. The National Weather Service's Josh Weiss.
There is a large-scale storm system that's going to bring significant winter weather from the southern Rockies as far west as New Mexico, across the southern central plains into the upper Midwest, across the Great Lakes, and all the way across New England and in the Northeast and into New England over the next 48 hours.
The National Weather Service's Josh Weiss there. More than a foot of snow is expected in some states like parts of Missouri and Michigan. President Biden wants to reduce the cancer death rate by 50% over the next 25 years. And we'll hear more about that this afternoon when the president hosts a White House event to reignite what's being called the Cancer Moonshot. Washington's NFL team is now known as the Commanders. They announced the new name this morning, a year and a half after the team dropped its old name, following criticism that it was offensive to Native Americans. This is AP News. Will former President Trump run for re-election? If not, many supporters appear to have an alternate in mind. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump appears to be aiming for a political comeback. His political committee announced this week it has more than $122 million in cash. And while the former president drew thousands to a rally this weekend in Texas, there were bumper stickers there with the name Ron DeSantis. The Florida Republican governor's gained national prominence with his bans on COVID-19 safety measures. He's also trying to create a law enforcement agency to investigate alleged election crimes and wants a law that bans making white people feel uncomfortable in discussions about race and discrimination. A recent AP poll finds 71% of Republicans have a favorable opinion of Trump, but only 56% want him to run again. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.